Hi, my name is Carson, and we're going to be talking about Dakota and Kayla's college life.
Hi.
Hello. I'm Dakota.
I'm Kayla.
So, how did your guys' relationship work when you were both enrolled in college?
I guess we met each other when we were at a summer ready program. He was my mentor. I was one of the students that was there, and I don't know, we kind of met there. It was all right. I'd say our relationship kind of kicked off just because we both met each other, liked each other, and I don't know, it just worked out.
I mean, in college itself and taking the classes and stuff, we only had a few that overlapped. So, I mean, for the most part, we studied completely different things. I studied, like, chemistry, and I was a little bit more, like, science-oriented, and she was going for psychology, which sounds science-y, but it's mainly a lot of reading, and so it was kind of, like, literature, and so they didn't overlap a whole lot. There wasn't, like, a lot that we could do together classwork-wise, so it was kind of easy to separate, like, our relationship from working on class.
Yeah, and we also worked together, so that was kind of, everybody was like, why do you guys go to classes together and work together, and don't you get sick of each other? And I was like, nope. We mostly just do what we need to do, and then we go home at night, and, you know, it's good.
So how was working and still maintaining your GPA in college? Was it hard for you guys?
I would say that around my senior year, it got a little bit difficult, just because I had some family problems that came up around that time, and Dakota was out of college at this point, but I would say I had a very unconventional senior year of college. I don't know, well, not to say unconventional, I'm sure that other people have had big problems arise in their life too, but I would say that's where our relationship really solidified. I mean, we were pretty strong before that. You'd say we were pretty strong, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but like this event that happened definitely made it so that we were stronger as a couple, I would say. But I guess my sophomore year of college, I found out that my dad was diagnosed with cancer, and that was really difficult. So I spent the next few years of my college degree trying to finish before, you know, anything happened to him. So that was a bit difficult, trying to finish before, you know, because it didn't really seem like things were going to be getting better. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to do that. So in my senior year, my dad actually passed away, and my mom, who was not in a really good place and has historically not been in a good place, ended up doing something very crazy, being very paranoid because she's on her own, and she no longer really has her spouse to be with her, and she ended up going to jail. She went to jail because she decided to try to shoot somebody. It was very dramatic. The whole thing was very dramatic. Turns out she was very paranoid. She thought somebody was going to try and steal my dad's car from the house, and she tried to defend herself and defend her house, and it was a big thing. The cops called. I had just gotten off of work. I was trying to finish my midterms at the time, and or maybe it was the beginning of the semester. Really doesn't matter. We were in the middle of school and working, both of us, two jobs, and trying to finish out this last semester for me. And I got a call from the police that said, hey, you need to come down and you need to see if you can call your mom or talk to her, try and get her to negotiate with us because she won't come out of the house. So we didn't have a car at the time either. So I had to drive down to Boulder, from Boulder, sorry, to Longmont, where I was, my parents were living. And I had to go by bus. And it was extremely exhausting trying to figure out how to get down there. By the time I did, you know, they told me, hey, we put your mom in jail. We took her away. And from then on, I had to figure out how to not only work two jobs, finish my last year in college, but also work on paying the mortgage and my rent and taking care of my mom's house while she was away, trying to figure out exactly what happened, how she's doing with her mental state, you know, and also dealing with my dad being gone and grieving with that. So if I didn't have him to help me through that, I think I would have been in a much worse state.
Yeah, I think that because I had already finished school by that point, my first working two jobs definitely took its toll. My first senior year, I kind of felt that by failing out, and I had to take night classes. And by the time I got back into school, she had already pretty much finished up. So I had only had like one or more one semester and a little change extra for some classes. So it was nice to be able to be out of school and already be able to help her with all that. And still, yeah, again, like working two jobs and trying to do all the housework things that we had to learn how to do on the fly was definitely, well, one of the biggest challenges I think that we faced overall.
Yeah, and I felt like our situation, when all that stuff started happening, we had to kind of jump into gear to kind of figure everything out. And I think it seemed like such an unbelievable story because it's so kind of like crazy and out there that this would be happening. I had to send, you know, emails to all my professors, and then I hit them up with like, hey, my mom's story made the local news, and I like inserted like a YouTube clip from, you know, the local news in an email, sent that over to them, and wrote up this apology that was like, hey, tell me now if like you are not going to be sympathetic towards this, but I have to finish this last year of college, otherwise, you know, my scholarship or my grants and stuff are going to go away for this year. So I won't get my money for the next year if I don't finish. So I have to, but if you can't help me with this class, I need to apply for a different class, you know? And that was difficult. It was also embarrassing. You know, it's a little embarrassing to like get everybody to know your personal history like that or your personal problems and just be like, hey, I have this big thing that's going on, and I know it sounds really unbelievable, but here's the proof, here's the information. So that was challenging.
I think the more challenging part was, even as unbelievable and, you know, kind of spur of the moment and like huge that whole story was, and trying to break the news to college professors and trying to get them to, you know, be lenient or understand the situation or, you know, allow you to withdraw or things like that, it was still a gamble because some of them didn't care. Their lives were bigger than yours, and you were part of their class, and boy, would they not let you forget it.
Yeah, I mean, normally sometimes professors can be like that, but in my situation, I think most people were very understanding. I did, as the semester went on, I had one class that was like, I was, you know, trying to struggle to keep up with this one class because they just kept giving me assignments throughout the entire semester that were just little tiny assignments, and I was missing some of them along the way, and I was like, hey, can I make this up like in the following week? Can I group some of these together and turn them in as like one thing? And they were like, well, you know, if you weren't going through the things you were going through, I probably wouldn't allow you to do this. And I was like, kind of like, oh, well, you know, I did ask you before I started your class if this was okay, given everything that I'm going through, but you guys were kind of like, you didn't really tell me up front if this is the way you were going to be like at the end of the semester. But for the most part, a lot of them were understanding. And I didn't struggle as much as I thought I was going to struggle with like the last semester that I had for college. I had already pretty much been in college for a few years at that point. I mean, it was my senior classes, but it was still like, you know, difficult because they're senior level classes, but I was still managing and getting through that. You know, I think the most difficult part wasn't necessarily the schoolwork on top of everything else. That was always sort of challenging within a parameter of school, but, you know, it was more challenging trying to figure out all the extra stuff that was happening, trying to figure out like, oh no, now I gotta like talk to lawyers, and I've gotta, you know, figure out like how to maintain this house and my rent. And
what,
like,
is escrow?
Yeah, what is escrow? How do I pay this escrow? Like, yeah, there was a lot of adult things that all of a sudden were thrown at me that I just was not really prepared for. I think that was the biggest challenge. But like I said, I feel like that really helped us, you know, be a stronger couple. I think us going through that, I think a lot of our friends now kind of look at us and they're like, oh, you guys seem like you really have your stuff together. You know, you don't argue that often. I'm like, well, things could be way worse.
So how'd you feel when you like finally graduated and like got past all of those obstacles? And
so relieved. Do you remember when I got my diploma in the mail and I got off of like a long day of work or something?
I don't know. I have a picture of you crying with your diploma.
Yeah, I was crying. He like brings me the diploma and he's like, let me take a picture of you. And I was like, why are you gonna take a picture of me? I was like, gross. I had no makeup on. I was crying. And I was like, held it up. But I was still really happy because I was like, you know what? That semester was so hard for so many reasons, and the whole like everything throughout college was just difficult on a personal level too, that when I finally got it, I was just so happy. What about you? You were like, oh my gosh, yes.
No, I was done. I was in college for 6.5 years.
You were like, I'm over it.
I'd studied enough to have 3 degrees and only have one, and I was finished.
Honestly, it felt like a win. After like feeling like I was like losing constantly and everything was so chaotic, it felt like a win for me when I finally got it. But like on the graduation day, I did not want to really be there. It was really hard for me because my dad wasn't there and my mom wasn't there because, you know, she was in jail and my dad had passed away earlier that year. And it was just, I don't know, like I did it because like I wanted to say like I did it, and also like my other family showed up and they said hi to me, but they all were like weird and like not on speaking terms because, you know, families are just a thing, right? They're just a big thing. So like they all sort of came to my graduation, but they sat on like different sides of the like the outdoor auditorium area. So when I was walking through, I got stopped by each one of them at different locations trying to walk up to the podium, and they were like, hi. And I'm like, I have to keep walking, like I have to keep going. And they were like, why are you so upset? And I was like, well, let me think, like, have you been paying attention to everything happening in my life, or did you decide just to come today and we're like ignorant about everything? Like, I don't understand. But it was nice that they came and they showed support. You know, I'm appreciative of that. Like, that's really sweet of them. But I was just so frustrated and just wanted to be done with the whole ceremony. I just wanted the paperwork. I probably shouldn't have gotten the ceremony, but, you know, I did it anyway because I felt like you should do it.
All right, cool. Well, thank you for telling me about your guys' college experience.
Yeah, our crazy college experience.
Yeah, too long.
Too long.
I felt like Van Wilder.
Too much stuff happening.